Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Things to go, but he was out there fully dressed as someone who's probably seen him a lot in that locker room and trying to get ready. What do you think it means to him? What do you think this means to the team seeing him return?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. Just seeing him out here in the building, in the locker room, he's such a vibrant personality. And you realize when he's here and when he's not here. And that's all for the better when he is here. You know, he's never bringing any sort of negative attitude, and it's just awesome seeing him back out here going through the process.
Was it a surprise when he showed up, or you knew he was going to be here day one?
You know, I mean, during the time he was dealing with all that stuff, it was middle of the season. So, I mean, checking on him here and there, but at the end of the day, that's his business. I'm not trying to put myself in his business. Also HIPAA, so not trying to violate any HIPAA rules, so just do my job.
Kyle, just knowing how dominant of a player he is and just what he's accomplished in the past, how big of a boost would he if he does get to the point where he can?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of the most talented people at his position in the league, and I don't think it takes a genius to realize that we'll get better when he's on the field. So, you know, it allowed for a lot of younger guys to step up and get some reps, some much-needed reps going into this year, but, you know, we're all hopeful to get him back as soon as possible.
Kyle, does taking it getting used to having your defensive coordinator, it's not a play call, the head coach, it's a different dynamic, or what is different about that? Anything for you personally in that way?
Yeah, I've never had that in my football career. You know, Jesse makes it somewhat seamless, and the adjustment process was minimal, if there was any. You know, we came in and just announced to the defense, yeah, I'm calling it. Weave's going to help out a ton, and all these other guys in the room are going to be integral in every part of what we do, but he's calling the plays. And at first we were, I don't know, nobody was really thinking that much of it, really. You know, it just kind of happens, and he's over on the side calling the plays, and we're just doing what we got to do. But at the end of the day, as long as the play's getting called, then I think we're having a good time.
What's your take or your perspective on the tone that Jesse has set at the start of camp?
Yeah, I think it's a very positive outlook. I think it's a glass half full, optimistic type of outlook. And I think that's something that, you know, guys don't take lightly. It's a stressful league we play in. It's a stressful job. I mean, as stressful as playing professional, I guess, tag for a living is. But, you know, it's kind of a pressure cooker that we live in on a daily basis. And he tries to take a lot of that out of it by just maximizing our opportunities when we're out there. Understand that we have to work hard, but at the same time, he takes care of us and puts us in positions to be successful and doesn't put everything on our plate every single day. You know, it's little things at each time, and I can see us slowly crescendoing throughout the season. So I'm excited for the outlook that he has and the outlook that everybody on the team has.
You know, I know you guys aren't hitting yet, but obviously one thing or two things you can check is now is communication, also our guys where they're supposed to be. I know you guys are going to look at film right now and see how you did, but just be playing live on 11s, I mean, where do you guys feel as a defense on those two things right now?
I think we feel really good. I mean, the guys who've come in that haven't been here learning a new system have learned it in, I think, like record time since I've been here. You know, like Jalen Hawkins comes in and he's barking out calls like he's been here my whole time that I've been here. And it's really helpful. And I think that kind of pushes me and pushes people who have been here to kind of keep a standard up. You know, and we're all pushing each other every day. I feel like the defense specifically is at a level right now where communication is very high. And at this point, like you said, that's really all you can do. Obviously, work technique and man-to-man stuff, you know, it ramps up throughout camp. But just communicating and being on the same page. And we have a bunch of just qualities about a good defense that we preach in the meeting room that Weave always preaches, and first thing is communication, connection. And you know, you're not going to get very far if you don't have either of those. So I think we've done a great job of that so far.
Kyle, you've been here obviously a handful of years and gone against Lamar in practice during that time. What have you seen from him, you know, this year, maybe compared to past years? Has anything kind of stood out? Obviously, I think there was talent, but is there anything that just kind of stand out to you when you watched him?
Yeah, I think he, you know, it's the one, I guess, just technically, schematically, the under center, it feels very natural from my perspective for him. Just play fakes, running out of every handoff like he has the ball. It's just little stuff like that that he's been very intentional about. From a, I guess, ability standpoint, you know, I feel like he might have gotten faster somehow. I don't want to age him, but he's turning a certain age next year, and, you know, it doesn't seem like that. You know, he's we'll keep that age between us, what age he's got to be. But he, I feel like he got faster. I feel like he ran today. It was really fast. I don't know if you guys saw that, but maybe that's just how he always runs. But he's just like our season. I feel like he's going to get better throughout the whole year, and the more comfortable he gets in what they've got going on, which I have a ton of faith in. I'm talking to those guys. They have a ton of faith in it. I feel like he's just going to get that much better.
Why do you think Lamar has been able to have so much early, quick success with new offensive coordinators installing new systems, as he's going to have to do again this year?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, schematics, they play a big part. But, I mean, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. It's not X's and O's. You can have a bunch of bad players out there with the best scheme in the world, and it's going to look horrible. But you could have some holes in a scheme. If you got Lamar Jackson, you might win an MVP and go really far. So, I mean, scheme is scheme, but Lamar is Lamar at the end of the day. And, you know, he's a very gifted, talented human as well as athlete. And, you know, you throw him the kitchen sink, and he'll make a good meal out of it.
Kyle, you mentioned guys on defense learning quickly. Just anything that surprised you about working with Jesse, working with Weave, just how quickly some things have come together and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's been no, I guess, abrasion or kind of friction between players and coaches with installing new stuff and then kind of unlearning old stuff that we've had and that's been ingrained here since for a long time. We've been running pretty much the same system since Ed Reed and Ray Lewis were here. We just kind of tweaked it a little bit. It's kind of grown and evolved throughout the years. But, yeah, we give our two cents on stuff that obviously has worked with Jesse in L.A., and he's willing to compromise on it in a sense that to make it easier for us to understand because obviously it's different players. But, you know, it's been really refreshing to see that and, you know, see that he's willing and Weave and all of them are willing to kind of hear us out. Not saying that it wasn't like that before, but new coaching staff, you would think they come in and be like, this is how we're doing it now, but hasn't been like that at all.
Is it like going to a new school at all where the routines just feel maybe a little bit off, a little bit different, or really not?
You know, I mean, all the logistical stuff is obviously different. Like, we practice at a different time. We might meet at a different time. Meetings might be a different length. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still football. I think, you know, players win the games, and I think coaches prepare the players for the games, but I mean, on Sunday, it's us out there. So, no, not to discredit the coaching staff we have, the coaching staffs that we had in the past, but you know, at the end of the day, it's on us, and they can only do so much. So, the day-to-day stuff is obviously different, but I still think we go out there and we make the plays.
Kyle, two more guys along those lines. I forget if you were asked this during the offseason, but you know, you leaving during that Pittsburgh game and having to watch the defense struggle, like, how did that kind of resonate with you? And maybe what kind of lessons do you think this staff has taken to be like a little bit more bulletproof if you're missing a Roquan missing or a trade missing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very detailed, oriented, and it's very detailed with the ones, twos, threes, and whoever may be out there. Because obviously, as you know, it's not a if but when injuries happen in our sport, and somebody's going to have to step up at some point in the season. It could be halftime week one. It could be week 18 to keep your season alive. To that point, I mean, we lose people like Roquan or like Roquan or whoever's like leaders of our team, offense, defense, special teams, obviously those are going to be big holes to fill. But at the end of the day, you're expected to come in there and do your job. So I think it's a detailed thing that has been emphasized so far, and it's going to pay off later in the season.
What are your goals in training camp here? Do you have any specific aspirations as you adjust this defense and whatnot?
I mean, I want to win. I think I'm trying to do my best to whatever that may be. I don't have that down yet to a science. I haven't won anything, so I'm just trying stuff out. But do whatever I can to help guys in there be successful. You know, young guys jump to the second year. That's like Malachi, Keandre, Key Martin, those guys, like, help them throughout this camp because they're so talented. Like, Malachi, I don't see a reason why he can't be the best at his position in our league. He has all the talent, all the mentality, just the approach to the game that, I mean, very soon here, I wouldn't be surprised if he's best safety in our league. So just like seeing potential like that, I feel like throughout camp to try my best to, you know, raise those guys' level and bring the potential out.
Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all.